local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 5 after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. Sean Sullivan will be back later this week. And, you know, we've been trying to name Wednesday because we had Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. Let's just skip Sunday, Church Sunday. And then
Praise the Lord.
Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. We were talking maybe Walk It Off Wednesday. I'm thinking Wind Down Wednesday.
Everybody's
hopefully gone home. Hopefully you didn't get a two-week stay from the family, because I know that's happened to some people. It's happened to me in the past with the grandparents and aunts and uncles that come down. So,
if you wind down Wednesday, I think that that would be for someone who has Thursday and Friday off of this week.
And no one has Thursday and Friday off this week.
Right, so now now you're mad. You're making people mad.
Or at least your boss you're making mad if you go ahead and wind it down today. Got a lot to get to today. News, weather, traffic, and sports as always. And why don't we get this hour started with traffic? Here's Kane in the FM Talk 106.5 traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. It's been a good ride so far again through the city. Watch your speed. Officers been working radar along Airport, Schillinger Road, and also along the interstate from the 1065 split. So far, coming in from the Eastern Shore, no delays. The Bayway and the Causeway running smooth. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all your purchases. And don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild again with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or a corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Okay, we're in it now. The holidays are truly here. And this year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. You could save thousands in interest. Plus, there are no fees. No application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information.
7:09 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. 39 degrees outside of the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and the sun bursting through the windows outside. So it's going to be a pleasant day as we get further into the day. We'll talk with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams later, who will fill us in on the full forecast for the rest of the week and the weekend, and plenty of opportunities to come out and see us as we're on the road with FM Talk 106.5 several more times over the rest of this week. Today, Midday Mobile live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama, and then the Scuttlebutt Network with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. They take over at 1 o'clock. Then tomorrow night, a really cool event that we go to every single year, Fairhope Brewing Company's 12 Bartenders of Christmas. This is the sixth year in a row they've done this, and the FM Talk 106.5 crew will be bartending for charity from 5 until 7 tomorrow night. The tips and donations for us go to Wilmer Wilmer Hall Children's Home. So props to Fairhope Brewing Company for holding this event every year, and we love getting out there. And let us pour you a drink tomorrow night. Then Friday, Midday Mobile live from noon to 2 at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road, that right there near Grelot across from the Waffle House. And they're having a Christmas open house. And store owner Joe Brown said he'll be giving away a CBD SunMed Relief Bundle valued at over $240 to one lucky person that comes out and enters to win. 10 minutes after the hour, and it's time to check headlines with Kelly.
All righty, Dalton, thank you so much. It is 7:10 on your Wednesday morning. Listen, on a personal note, as many of you may or may not know, my husband, Carlos Finley, is in the news this morning. He is being accused of an alleged assault last weekend. My husband has issued the following statement saying, quote, I am completely innocent of any alleged wrongdoing. My husband says he wants to allow the legal process to take its course, and we will issue a more in-depth statement when appropriate and at a later time. And in other news here in Mobile and across the state, because we want to keep you posted on what's happening right now, a two-year-old child missing at this hour, and authorities need your help. Prince Byron Windham was last seen wearing a gray and black jogging suit with a blue long-sleeve shirt underneath and a green toboggan, and was last seen at his home in the Walker County community December the 3rd. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of two-year-old Prince Byron Windham, please contact the Parish Police Department at area code 205-486-7100 or simply call 911. In your national news, Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told her supporters on Tuesday that she was ending her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. The senator took to social media saying in part, quote, I've taken stock and looked at this from every angle, and over the last few years have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources we need to continue. Senator Harris initially raised a very impressive $12 million in her first 90 days of her campaign. She even landed major endorsements, but ultimately those efforts came up short as more people entered the race. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 7:12, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings rolls on. And I've been talking lately, you know, we're nearing the end of not just the year 2019, but the 2010s decade.
Yeah.
And that means that, you know, a lot of the news organizations have hit the jackpot because they always do year-end best-of lists. But now they get to do best-of-the-decade lists. And Rolling Stone has rolled out their top 100 albums of the 2010s. And
oh, nice.
Coming up this hour, I'll give you the top 10 albums that they decided on for this decade. Good stuff there. And coming back, got sports on the plains from Auburn Sports Today. Ranked 11th in the latest college football playoff poll, one ahead of Alabama. Let's talk with Auburn Sports Today when we get back. You're listening to Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Connecticut County will face a capital murder charge after police say he shot a pregnant woman inside an Evergreen grocery store. Deputies arrested Michael Mitchell for the death of LaVon McCreary. McCreary, who was pregnant with her third child, was killed Monday at the Pick and Save on Highway 31. A string of violent incidents last month prompted the city of Pensacola to form a new police task force. This morning, we expect the mayor to announce the first arrest from that effort. Press conference is scheduled for 9 this morning. The only baseball coach the University of Mobile has ever had has died. Mike Jacobs suffered a heart attack on the campus baseball field that bears his name on Tuesday. He was 64 years old. The Hall of Fame coach started the University of Mobile's baseball program in 1990 and was named athletic director in June. Jacobs is being remembered as a legendary coach who also was a spiritual mentor to hundreds of players over his career. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Quarter after 7 here on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Latest college football playoff rankings came out last night, and Auburn jumps ahead of Alabama in the poll. Auburn now ranked 11th after that big Iron Bowl win on Saturday. Alabama dropped to number 12. And the Auburn Tigers basketball team, well, they don't take the court again until tomorrow night when they take on Furman in Auburn. But they're ranked 14th and undefeated. So I'd say it's a good time if you're an Auburn Tigers fan. Right now, let's check in with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and your CBD store of West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's game day for women's basketball. Coach Flo's team is at South Alabama tonight. It's part of a five-game road stretch for the Tigers.
Unfortunately, it's not a whole lot of rest time. We got to get practice in, then we got to get ready for South Alabama, then we got to get ready for TCU. So it's not a whole lot of rest time in there right now.
Tonight's outing tips at 7 o'clock in Mobile. Britt Bowen has coverage in Auburn on 93.9 FM on the Auburn Game Day app, anywhere you want to listen. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Men's basketball hosts Furman tomorrow night. It'll be the first game for the 14th-ranked Tigers since beating Richmond to win the Legends Classic in Brooklyn.
One of the best three-point shooting teams in the country, number two in the country, to be 2-for-18 from three at 11%. Now, you know, they missed a few open ones, but we had a lot of contested ones. And in fact, they actually only got 18 off. You know, speaks to the way we guard.
Bruce Pearl from 8 days ago. Tomorrow's contest against the Paladins gets underway at 8 p.m. We'll have Tiger Talk live from Auburn Arena from 6 to 7 tomorrow night. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Batchelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. It's been a good ride so far, again, through the city. Watch your speed. Officers been working radar along Airport, Schillinger Road, and also along the interstate from the 1065 split. So far, coming in from the Eastern Shore, no delays. The Bayway and the Causeway running smooth. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road behind the Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Mention this ad, you'll get 15% off all your purchases, and don't forget the original CBD America on Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild again with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Attention on deck, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Come join me and co-host Cal Waters this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on the battleship. Hoorah!
And this is Dalton Norwick. I'll be doing the lead-in for Tom and Cal with Midday Mobile from noon till 1 from atop the battleship in the FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Command Unit. That's Wednesday starting at noon at the battleship and on FM Talk 106.5. Come see us. FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings on a Wednesday. Let's check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motorcars. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I am great. Winding down from the big Thanksgiving holiday, and it's time for a lot of people to get out on the lot and find them a new or pre-owned vehicle. Tell me about your inventory right now at LCM.
Well, as always, we've got a great inventory. We've got over 100 vehicles on the ground. We've got a great selection of vehicles under $10,000, and we've got a great selection also under $7,000. So we got cars, trucks, utilities that all fall into that category. Most of them are local trade-ins.
That's some good stuff. Prices that could fit anyone's budget. Also, if someone has a particular vehicle in mind that they would really like to see in their own driveway, but you don't currently have it on the lot, you and the LCM crew will go out and hunt for it, right?
Yes, we'll do our best. We'll go to work immediately and try to find it as soon as possible. Sometimes we can do it real quick. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
All right. And how can folks come out and see you? How can they come and find LCM and find you online?
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
All right. Appreciate it, Larry.
Thanks.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motorcars. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for today. Here's Kelly Finlay.
Thank you, Dalton. It's Wednesday morning, 7:22. Make sure you drive safe, buckle up so you can get to your morning destination. This is a story we've been following since Thanksgiving Day after a domestic situation turns into attempted murder charges for a local grandfather. Here's what's new this morning. The bond has been set for 58-year-old David Simmons. He was arrested for the attempted murder of his grandson at the Con Grove Apartments here in the Port City. Police say that after an initial investigation, Timmons and his grandson were involved in a dispute which turned violent, and that's when Timmons is accused of retrieving a gun and shooting the victim. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The grandfather is currently in jail awaiting his trial date. His bond has been set for $150,000. That's according to the Mobile County District Attorney's Office. So let's talk sharks this morning. I'm in love with sharks.
You like sharks more than dolphins?
Yes.
Is it a close race at least?
No. there's enough cuteness to go around when it comes to dolphins. So, you know, everybody loves on them, but you know, you got to love a shark.
Yeah.
That's who I would want to protect me. I don't want to be on the other end of a shark, but there's something about those sharks. And, the great white sharks. That's what's making the news. Great white sharks in the Gulf of Mexico, Dalton.
Mm.
Tracking company O-Search has announced that Unimaki is a 15-foot-long, 2,076-pounder. She's an adult female shark. She has been tracked to the Gulf. So the shark was most recently located far off the coast of Fort Myers, Florida. Unimaki means land of the fog.
Mm.
She was tagged on September 20th. Just happens to be my niece's birthday. I just want to put that out there.
What day?
September 20th.
That also happens to be my birthday.
That was my next. I go in age.
Okay,
I go in order.
Okay.
Get out of my headlines. But on a very special day, September 20th, she was tagged in Nova Scotia. So the group says, quote, as a big, mature female, Unimaki has the potential to lead us to the site where she gives birth and exposes a new white shark nursery. She's one of several great whites swimming in the Gulf, including Hudson and Helena, or Helena, based on where you're from. But they're both smaller sharks. According to OSearch, the closest shark being tracked near the Alabama coast is an 8-footer, 200-pounder tiger shark named South Jaw, who is currently in the waters off Pensacola. And they provide a link. If you go to osearch.org, you can track these sharks. That is so cool. I'm just amazed beyond words. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And, you know, you got me interested in that, too, and I did a little search.
Look at that.
Oh, that's a monster right there. And you're tracking it as
yes,
we speak. And
yes.
Searched for South Jaw the shark. And I thought maybe that it had something to do with the University of South Alabama. And it turns out I was right. Just a lucky guess. They tagged South Jaw along with the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. And just like any popular animal these days, South Jaw has a Twitter account.
Of course.
You can follow South Jaw on Twitter at South Jaw. At the South Jaw. So
I love it. That's what I mean. Science, biology, all that is just so very cool. And to know all of that is underneath the waters, far, far away.
Not too close.
Hi, Jaws.
So it's the end of 2019, also the end of the decade, and we're going to see more and more lists rolled out for not only best so-and-so of the year, but best so-and-so of the decade, whether it's movies, TV shows, or in this case, the best albums of the decade. And Rolling Stone, they've listed their 100 best albums of the 2010s, and I've got the top 10 right here. So I'll start from 10 and work my way back. Maybe you'll hear your favorite artist in this list. At number 10, LCD Sound System and their album This Is Happening. At number 9, the country group Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert. She's probably the biggest name in that group. Their album, Interstate Gospel. Number 8, I'm surprised isn't a little higher, because this was setting all the records when it came out. Adele's album, 21.
That's a great album.
That was a massive album. At number 7, Lorde's Melodrama.
Mm-hmm.
At number 6, Drake, who is he sells more albums and songs than anybody these days, and I think he's the most streamed artist on Spotify for 2019, but his album Take Care takes at number 6 spot.
Very talented.
He is.
But he's one of the few men who is also known more just as much for their dating life, because usually, unfortunately, we women know how it goes. You know, the women are scrutinized a little bit differently, but he holds his own in that category.
And David Bowie at number 5 with the Black Star album.
Ooh.
He's got to be, and he's for sure on this list, is the only one that has multiple decades, I'm sure, where he has a top 10 album.
And that's posthumously, of course, because he passed away a few years ago.
And it's still a great album, though, at the very end of his career.
That's Amon's husband.
Amon?
His wife's a supermodel.
Oh, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
They broke color barriers.
Because
she's from, I want to say, Somalia.
Very cool.
Yeah.
He was a great musician. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift at number 4 with her album Red. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly at number 3. Beyonce, number 2 with Lemonade.
Girl. Yeah.
And number 1, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. I know when that album came out, I listened to it on repeat. So,
do you remember when Kanye and Taylor were on two different ends of the spectrum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And then Beyonce was involved as well?
Yeah, those top 3.
How about that? All so talented.
I'm going to let you finish. That was on memes everywhere and T-shirts everywhere. So there you go, the top 10. If you ask, I could probably find your favorite album in the top 100, unless you just don't like popular music.
Is Mbop on there?
No, the Hanson guys, they would have been in the 90s, and I hope that they did not make that list back then. 729. We'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams when we get back. Also, talking with Jeff Poor from WVNN and Huntsville and Yellowhammer News and Breitbart Lanyap. He's coming in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk about state and national politics then. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A string of violent incidents last month prompted the city of Pensacola to form a new police task force. This morning, we expect the mayor to announce the first arrest from that effort. The press conference is scheduled for 9 this morning. The man accused of shooting his grandson at a Mobile apartment complex is scheduled to be in court today. David Timmons is expected to enter a plea. He's being held on a $160,000 bond for attempted murder and allegedly shooting into a building. The suspect accused of shooting 15-year-old Anissa Baker last year will also be in court. Jamarcus Holyfield is asking a judge for youthful offender status. Police say he fired shots during a party last year at the Grand Hall on Halls Mill Road. One of those shots killed Baker, a McGill-Tulin High School student. And students and staff at the University of Mobile are mourning after the school's athletic director died suddenly. 64-year-old Mike Jacobs died from a heart attack. Jacobs was the school's first and only baseball coach, creating the team in 1990. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Just in time for Christmas at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Save big with Liberty Holiday Rebates. Receive instant and mail-in rebates up to $300 on Lincoln models and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit on safes over $2,000. Clearance prices continue on Browning models with up to $1,000 off on stock models delivered before Christmas Day. Get professional delivery and service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Located at Exit 5B, Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is meeting with NATO leaders as House Democrats get ready to resume their impeachment inquiry into whether he abused his presidential powers. Trump just wrapped up a separate talk with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The White House is acknowledging a sidebar meeting between President Trump and Turkey's President Erdogan.
Turkey is a touchy subject at the NATO meetings, for President Trump's giving Erdogan the green light to invade northern Syria and go after ethnic Kurds that Turkey considers to be terrorists. And there's a long-standing friction because Turkey bought some anti-missile systems from Russia.
There's Bob Costantini.
Well, he's two-faced.
Trump called Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau two-faced after a video emerged of Trudeau and other world leaders joking about Trump. The bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Buffalo has resigned following widespread criticism over how he handled allegations of clergy sexual misconduct. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Annual percentage rates on new auto loans averaged 5.5% in November, the lowest number since February of 2018. Edmund says auto loan interest rates still aren't as low as they were a few years ago, but it's encouraging to see that shoppers are landing more attractive financing offers. Average transaction prices for new cars in the month hit an all-time high of $37,981. Delta Airlines shares fell 2.7% after the carrier reported the capacity growth outpaced demand in November. Delta reported its planes were less full last month with a load factor of 84%, down from 87% a year ago. But Delta's November numbers don't account for Sunday, December 1st, when millions of travelers headed home after Thanksgiving. Delta says that was the busiest day of the Thanksgiving holiday. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after blue chips closed sharply lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials dropped 280. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Members of the Bayside Book Club invite you to a happy holiday gathering at the Parkway Branch Library, 1924B Dauphin Island Parkway, Thursday, December 19th at 6 p.m. You're invited to come and share thoughts on your favorite Christmas or holiday book. To learn more, call Betty Fowler at 476-2600 for the December 19th Bayside Book Club holiday gathering. A reminder, Mobile libraries will be closed December 24th and 5th for Christmas and January 1st for New Year's.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings Wednesday style. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley with you. And it's time to check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So I think we've broached 40 degrees here at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Still chilly, not as chilly as it has been in a couple days, the last couple of days, but what are we looking at for the rest of today and for the weekend?
Well, actually, the airport got down to 36 degrees this morning, so we did get into the 30s, but we're going to warm up nicely today. Yesterday, we stayed in the 50s. Today, we'll get into the 60s. In fact, we could get up as high as 67 to 68 degrees this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, so it should be a really nice day. Now, tonight it won't be as cold. I expect the low to be around 42. And then tomorrow, another beautiful day with sunny skies and back up to the upper 60s. Now, Friday, things change. A low-pressure area coming out of Texas will move into Louisiana by daybreak on Friday, and then move along the Gulf Coast and then out into the Gulf. It's going to produce showers in our area for Friday, off and on showers. High will be around 70 degrees. It looks like the rain will move out late in the day, possibly into the evening, from Friday evening, and then clearing off a bit on Friday night. Saturday, partly cloudy too, mostly cloudy at times, and high in the upper 60s, so a nice mild day for Saturday. Sunday, we could get up to 70, and there's a chance of a few showers developing on Sunday. So the weekend, not too bad, except for that little chance of some rain developing in the afternoon on Sunday. And then Monday and Tuesday of next week, we stay in the 70s with some scattered showers.
Sounds like a really nice weekend, Dr. Bill. And the temperature and weather today, I mean, that's right down my alley. Mid-60s, sunny. That's perfect.
Yeah, a normal high temperature this time of the year is 65. So today we'll actually get a little bit above normal, and I expect temperatures to be above normal all the way through the weekend.
All right, good stuff. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Of course, you can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. You can get podcasts of every single one of our live local shows, and we hit it. It's very secret on our page. You got to click the podcast tab at the very top, and you can get any hour that we've aired right here on FM Talk 106.5. And the three big things for today, Kelly was talking about this in her news hit earlier. Kamala Harris ends her White House bid. She cites lack of funding. It's one thing you got to have if you're running for president is enough campaign money to see you through to the end. Also, Trump, he takes a bold stance at the NATO summit in London as impeachment boils at home. And the Mobile City Council tables the vote on a new lease for the Hank until next week. They have a couple competing proposals that they're currently looking at, but won't vote until next week. And they need a supermajority in order to pass anything as far as that goes. So we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, for the remainder of this week and into next week. 7:38 FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, more news, weather, and traffic on the way.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Joel Salatin of the innovative Polyface Farms in Swope, Virginia. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Whether you are looking for additional investment properties, new tenants, or home to rent, the Roberts Brothers Property Management Team can help. Our team has over 7 decades of real estate experience in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. We are ready to help you in any way we can. Visit rentwithrobertsbrothers.com for more information.
Joel Salatin always wanted to be a farmer, but he didn't count on becoming an author of 3 books, the subject of a documentary, and a speaker who travels the globe. Joel has taken farming back to its roots through what many consider radical farming methods, but what he sees as common sense ways of treating his livestock and the land that feeds them. He discusses his sources of innovation, the health of his customers, and the popularity of a back-to-basics movement that is slowly growing around the world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
From the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, working accidents now at Range Line and Highway 90. That's without injuries. Also another one with pedestrians struck at Schillinger Road and Adobe Ridge. It's off to the side of the road. Just be careful. You see a lot of emergency vehicles there. Still no major delays across the Bayway and heading northbound 65. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Give the gift of a blacksmith experience this year. Class and gift certificate information online at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:41 on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time to check the headlines for today. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. 7:41 on your Wednesday morning. We have new information regarding a recent traffic fatality which happened on Monday, December the 2nd, just after 12:30 a.m. That's when Mobile Police responded to Government Boulevard in reference to a traffic accident with one person trapped involving a fire. The trapped driver, unfortunately, was burned beyond recognition. The other driver involved was transported to a local hospital for treatment. The preliminary investigation, according to police, shows that the deceased driver was traveling eastbound in the westbound lanes of Government Boulevard, so going the wrong way on Government Boulevard. The vehicles then collided, and that's what caused a head-on collision, which resulted in the fire. The deceased driver will have to be forensically identified by the state. In case you missed it, earlier this week, Governor Kay Ivey, she was joined by representatives of 9 Native American tribes who have lived on the land, which ultimately became the state of Alabama. They participated in a flag exchange. Senator Arthur Orr of Decatur is chairman of the Alabama Bicentennial Commission. He says the commission wanted to commemorate the contributions to the state's culture and history by Native Americans, which started more than 200 years ago. Not sure if you knew this, but Alabama became the 22nd state admitted to the Union back on December 14th, 1819. So back to the flag exchange. Those who were mentioned and that were there, you may know these names: the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians, the Muscogee Creek Nation, and the Porch Band of Creek Indians. For the last 3 years, the Alabama Bicentennial Commission has worked with state agencies and private partners highlighting Alabama's establishment as a federal territory, which dates back to 1817. So coming up December 14th of this year in Montgomery, the state will celebrate its 200th birthday celebration. And if you'd like to follow along for all the fun, and there's a lot that's happening here in Mobile, you can go to @AL200 on Twitter. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thanks, Kelly, for that good information. It's 7:43 now, and the numbers are in for this big holiday shopping weekend. And we already knew that $7.4 billion was spent on Black Friday, but that doesn't hold a candle to the numbers that came in for Cyber Monday. The biggest online shopping day in U.S. history, online sales totaled $9.4 billion dollars, billion with a B, and that also included an unprecedented $3.1 billion conducted solely by smartphones. So a lot more people shopping not only online but on their phones, and $9.4 billion, a record-setting day for Cyber Monday. And well, you know, those online businesses, they'll continue, I'm sure, to have some of those deals throughout this week. So if you waited, maybe you still get a chance to get one of those Christmas presents that you want to buy for friends or family and get it on the cheap. Quarter till 8, coming back, I've got your sports news. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa talks about his future, and he might not be entering the NFL draft as early as we thought. May come back to Alabama for one more year. I'll fill you in on that coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man in Kanaka County will face a capital murder charge after police say he shot a pregnant woman inside an Evergreen grocery store. Deputies arrested Michael Mitchell for the death of LaVon McCreary. McCreary, who was pregnant with her third child, was killed Monday at the Pick and Save on Highway 31. A string of violent incidents last month prompted the city of Pensacola to form a new police task force. This morning, we expect the mayor to announce the first arrest from that effort. Press conference is scheduled for 9 this morning. The only baseball coach the University of Mobile has ever had has died. Mike Jacobs suffered a heart attack on the campus baseball field that bears his name on Tuesday. He was 64 years old. The Hall of Fame coach started the University of Mobile's baseball program in 1990 and was named athletic director in June. Jacobs is being remembered as a legendary coach who also was a spiritual mentor to hundreds of players over his career. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for Omaha Steaks. And what a time of year. We get to give gifts of taste and great taste with Omaha Steaks. Love the meat from Omaha Steaks. Big fan of all the different selections. And right now, you have a chance to give the gift of this great flavor, this great top quality meat from Omaha Steaks. If you'll go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan, my last name, in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love, for only $69.99. Now you get 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium-cut pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, plus right now for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. Plus, you get that Omaha Steaks signature seasoning pack, all for $69.99. The food, the cutlery, the whole thing, $69.99. It's Omaha Steaks. Guaranteed fresh. Guaranteed flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and delivered in a cooler with dry ice, ready to cook to that lucky person that gets the gift from you. So don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Sullivan into the search bar to order the gift everyone will love. Order the favorite gift package today.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The latest college football playoff rankings were released last night, with Alabama falling 7 spots to number 12, 1 spot behind the 11th-ranked Auburn Tigers, after Auburn beat the Tide 48-45 on Saturday. Ohio State remains the number 1-ranked team for the second week in a row after a dominant 56-27 win over Michigan. The Buckeyes face number 8 Wisconsin this coming Saturday for the Big Ten Championship. The rest of the top four also remain the same from last week, with Joe Burrow and LSU at number 2, followed by Clemson and Georgia. LSU and Georgia will compete on Saturday for the SEC Championship, while Clemson will face number 23-ranked Virginia in the ACC title game. Utah assumed the number 5 spot in the rankings ahead of its Pac-12 championship against number 13-ranked Oregon, while Oklahoma's at number 6 before facing number 7 Baylor for the Big 12 title on Saturday. Florida and Penn State round out the top 10, followed by Auburn at 11 and Alabama at 12. The final college football playoff rankings will be released on Sunday. Injured Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa made some headlines yesterday after speaking with ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit about his future plans for his career. Tua, who's eligible to enter this year's NFL draft, but could also return for a final season at Alabama, told Herbstreit that it will be a, quote, business decision for him that he plans to make with the help of his family.
I still gotta talk, you know, with my family about all of this, see what their input is, and, you know, now is not the time to be making emotional decisions, but now you gotta change into thinking as a businessman. You know, you gotta make business decisions, and it's just going to be a business decision we'd have to make as a family. But my parents would tell you, you know, it'd end up coming down to my decision.
January 20th is the deadline for players to announce whether they plan to enter the draft. Tua told Herbstreit he may announce his decision before then. University of Mobile baseball coach and athletic director Mike Jacobs passed away at the age of 64 on Tuesday. Jacobs died of an apparent heart attack. Jacobs launched the University of Mobile baseball program 30 years ago, and he's been the only coach since. He also previously coached the UMS Wright baseball team to a state championship and played his college ball at the University of South Alabama under legendary coach Eddie Stanky. The Super 7 Alabama High School Football State Championships begin tonight in Auburn at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Our area has 3 teams still competing for championships, but none take the field until tomorrow. Tonight at 7, we get a rematch of last year's 7A title game, with Thompson taking on Central of Phoenix City. Central won the game 52-7 last year. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. for the 3A title, Mobile Christian takes on Piedmont. Then at 3 tomorrow afternoon, Mars Hill and Lynette battle for the 1A title. And at 7 tomorrow night, it's the 5A championship between Central Clay County and Pleasant Grove. On Friday at 11 a.m., the UMS Wright Bulldogs look to win their 3rd straight title in 4A and their 33rd game in a row when they play Jacksonville. At 3 p.m. Friday, Fife plays Realtown in 2A, and at 7, Spanish Fort faces Oxford for the 6A title. Good luck to Mobile Christian, UMS Wright, and Spanish Fort in their big championship games this week. 7:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Here's what you need to know about Jerry. Jerry Carl is an outsider and businessman, not some politician. Jerry is ready to roll up his sleeves and get down to business. South Alabama is Trump country, so Jerry Carl will stand with our president. That starts by getting the wall built and locking down our border. Jerry Carl believes we can't keep giving free stuff to the illegal immigrants flooding our country. It's not fair to working families. Jerry Carl is an avid hunter and isn't about to let some left-wing socialists from Washington take our guns. It's our constitutional right. And Jerry Carl is a pro-life Christian, plain and simple. Jerry will protect the unborn and defend our values. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be mild with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and mild again with highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working on accident where a pedestrian was struck at Schillinger Road and Adobe Ridge. Again, some emergency vehicles there. Range Line and Highway 90 have got another accident. Dolphin Street and Airport and 65. The regular delays, but really looks good across the Bayway in each direction with no other accidents in the roadways. CBD America is now open on Old Shell Road at University behind the Mellow Mushroom at the USA campus, and they offer all things hemp. Don't forget the original CBD America at Highway 43 in Satsuma. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 5 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Time to check the news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. In what should have been a time of celebration turns into tragedy after a 21-year-old man was shot and killed. Mobile police have now made an arrest in that deadly shooting, which happened on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's when 21-year-old Andre Gable was shot and killed in a shopping center parking lot at the corner of University Boulevard and Cottage Hill Road. This Tuesday, MPD investigators confirmed that 16-year-old Jamaurice Pierce was identified as the trigger man. Pierce surrendered to police and was booked into jail on a murder charge. And a local man has been sentenced to 30 years behind bars after being sentenced in a child abuse case involving a three-month-old baby. James Edward Grimes II pleaded guilty to aggravated child abuse and was sentenced to 3 decades in prison. According to the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, last year, a three-month-old baby was brought to USA Medical Center with flu-like symptoms, and during an examination, the child was found to have fractures to their ribs, their skull, and to their arms. On a lighter note, news out of Montgomery, Hyundai Motor America applauding its own success now that the numbers are in when it comes to November sales that they have posted. It's 6% higher this year than last year. According to Hyundai, the 15th time out of the last 16 months they have hit the numbers jackpot. Love this. Retail sales increased 19% in November. Dalton, here's why they say it's all thanks to the redesigned 2020 Sonata. Production, of course, is in Montgomery. They call the Sonata their sensuous sportiness design language vehicle because it has a sporty four-door coupe look and employs a reduced weight for improvements in design, safety, efficiency, driving performance. And the company also, of course, makes the Santa Fe SUV, the Sonata, and the Elantra sedans. Congratulations. That's a huge, big state win for Alabama. And I'm not talking football, so don't even start. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we talk with Jeff Poor from, a number of different places that he broadcasts and writes for WVNN in Huntsville, also Yellowhammer, Breitbart, and Lanyap. We'll get into some state and national politics talk with him. Also, today, catch us on the road. Actually, on the ship will be live at noon from the fantail of the USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park. That's from 12 to 1. Then Scuttlebutt Network follows at 1 with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. And come see us tomorrow night, Pharaoh Brewing Company, 12 Bartenders of Christmas. We'll be serving them up from 5 to 7. It all goes for charity to Wilmer Hall Children's Home. More Mobile Mornings on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.